Well, good morning and welcome to New Life Church. My name is Janessa, if you don't know me. Would you stand and let's worship together this morning? And as we do, let's pray.
Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us all here together, whether it be here in person or online. We love the chance that we can worship you in open here, Lord. Please bless this coming year as we start 2022. Thank you for bringing us through 2021. There was a lot going on, Lord, and please be with us in the coming year. In Jesus' name, amen.
When all I see is a battle, you see my mountain, you see a mountain move. Bless commands of the fullness of heaven. Who will make every king bow down? Who else can whisper in darkness trembles? Only a holy God. What are the beauties in man's eyes praises?
Song has been on my heart for a while. We're heading into a series next week about worship and trying to remind us of what that is. And so the song is Here I Am to Worship. And wouldn't this just be a call for you to just lay your life down again at the beginning of a new year, to say once again, I'm yours. Here I am to worship you.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my
extend your hands out to the Lord. God, we praise you. We love you. We worship you again. You are our Lord. You are so much bigger than life itself, of all the worries that we have. You are bigger than that. You are more than life. And you gave so much for us. And all we can do is praise you, to lift our hands and just tell you how wonderful you are. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to take our offering now. Our offering is for New Life Ministries, and we're just going to continue to worship. And would you continue to stand, too? Sorry. You can give in the boxes in front here, or you can give the ways behind me. So continue to stand, and we're going to sing How Great Is Our God.
The splendor of our King, golden majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice.
Good morning. Happy New Year, everyone. 2022. Man, that sounds so futuristic, right? 2022? I feel like I remember watching movies like in the 90s or TV shows, and it was like, in 2022, there'll be flying cars like on your way to work, and you'll have your laser beam and all this other stuff, right? But we're still just driving cars on the ground like, come on! But hey, we made it, 2022, let's go. I'm so happy to be here with everyone today. If you are new to New Life, thanks for joining us, welcome. If you are joining us online, welcome as well, everyone there. Hi to everyone, good to see you guys, sort of. I can't see you, I think you're over there, or you might be over there. But welcome to you online. Pastor Jacob is there with you guys, or our intern Pastor Jacob is there, and he's going to be connecting with you. So if you are new to church and you want to get connected, he's going to put a little connect card there. You can fill that out, and someone will connect with you. And we just say thank you for joining us online. So we've had an amazing last couple weeks. We had some really cool Christmas services. Thank you so much for joining us there. It's been a wonderful end of year together at New Life. We're just praying that the Lord continues to lead us and guide us in 2022. What does 22 have for every single one of us? And I think the key is if each one of us has an open heart to say, Father, what do you have for me this year? What is it you want to call me in my life this year? And if we walk through this coming year with open hands, surrendered lives, we'll see God do amazing things in and through our lives. Amen? Awesome. So we are going to have a little time of dismissal here and in just a moment, but we want to let you know, usually we have all of our kids go downstairs into the basement, but the basement, as many of you know, got hit with some water, so we're doing renovations down there. We've had an amazing crew of volunteers come out. Thank you to everyone who has come out into the basement to do some work. It's been going really well. We cleared out so many of the old drywall and all the other stuff, so there's awesome things being done. It's going to get fixed as soon as possible. So for the time being, our kids' church and our Little Lights for this service is going to be in here. We're going to stay in here. And the nursery is going to be upstairs. Okay, so if you are new and you don't know where to send your kids or your young ones 0 to 3, you're going to exit through this door right here. And there's going to be a kids' church attendant there that will let you know what to do and where to go. So we're going to take 3 minutes to greet one another, say hi, bless each other, and then let the parents with nursery kids go out this door. Take some time to say hello and tell your neighbor what you want to see God do in 2022 or what some plans are for 2022 so far.
Your love is greater. Your Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship Your holy.
All right, if you'll take a seat. Wonderful. Well, Happy New Year. It's good to be together here, and whether in the auditorium or online, welcome again to New Life, and welcome to a new year. I want us to reflect a little bit on the passage of time, because time's a funny thing in some sense. I mean, we just had a grand celebration of Christmas with a Christmas Eve service, the Christmas Day service, and then all of a sudden that's just all gone. And so we kept up the decorations and so on to make sure that we remember, oh yeah, that was just a week ago. And now the whole transition of a new year, and man, we greet each other with a happy new year, and we're not sure whether it's going to be happy or not, and we're reflecting on the past year, and well, with all of the anticipation that something's going to be different this year, and yet time just kind of marches along, and yesterday's no different than today, and today's no different than tomorrow. It just carries. Time's a funny thing, and you can look at it in a couple of ways, at least. One of those ways is to view time as something that gets spent down, right? Something that we continually lose. And so in 2008, John Taylor, an Englishman, invented a clock. Wow, it's not really a different kind of clock. And yet, on first appearance, it looks like a gold plate. I got a picture of it right there. And this looks like kind of a gold plate with a weird insect on top of it and so on. But if you look at it, you can see three dots. So that's where the hands would normally be. But instead, he designed it to have little points of light that flash out. So the plate, the clock face, is made of ripples. So as to convey the sense of ripples of time that simply disappear. And then the light continues to move around as hands would. And then on top is that grasshopper looking thing. And that grasshopper is the mechanism that moves the gear, the outer gear that keeps the clock ticking. And as it jumps to each gear, then the mouth opens and closes, as if to convey, so John Taylor says, to convey the sense that it's constantly gobbling up time. That's one way to look at time. We're constantly losing it. Constantly it's being gobbled up. We're spending it down. Or another way to look at time would be simply to see it as something infinite. It just keeps on coming. And so in the sense that if you think of your bank account, you could look at your bank account as constantly spending it down, or time, infinite time, would be it's constantly being built up. In that sense, time is infinite. Or perhaps even time is seen as something given to us. It's a gift given to us. So the passage of time, it's an odd sort of thing, actually. Way back in the first century, Roman philosopher said this about time: we're always complaining that our days are few and acting as though there will be no end to them. It's a funny thing. We worry about whether we're running out of time, and yet we often live as though time will just go on forever. I want us to reflect on that sense and, and how we will enter into 2022 with respect to the passage of time. Because either way, whether you view time as being spent down or as something constantly coming at us, time is out of our control. It just marches on. And in every way, we're forced to acknowledge it, that the passage of time forces us simply to use time, to make use of it. So Psalm 90 reflects on that sense of the passage of time. Let me read the first 12 verses. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting, the whole passage of time, you are God. You turned people back to dust, saying, return to dust, you mortals. 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They're like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it's dry and withered. We're consumed by your anger, terrified by your indignation. You've set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger. Your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That psalm, I mean, in some sense, maybe you're thinking, oh, wow, that's kind of a gloomy psalm to start off the year. But it's a great example, I think, of reflection. A reflection of the passage of time. There's the admission of human limitations. As we recognize that we live in this world that is not under our control, there are human limitations. We're bound up with time, and sometimes we just run out of time. Versus a God who is from everlasting to everlasting. And there is the constant threat of death. You sweep people away in the sleep of death, so says the psalmist. Even when we make it past 80 years, all the days that have gone by are filled with trouble and sorrow. Well, we know something about that now. And yet in that context, all the reflection of the passage of time in this psalm is encircled with two great statements. In verse 1, Lord, you have been our dwelling place. And then reflecting on how we spend our time, concluding with verse 12, Lord, teach us to count our days. It's the insistence of the importance of reflection on our lives and how we've used the time that has been given to us. What have we made of this past year? What have we made of it? See, time might be filled with trouble, sorrow, maybe even regret. But God is our dwelling place. That's where we live. God is our dwelling place. Always has been, always will be. He's been our refuge in times of trouble. He's been a constant presence when we thought we were all alone. He's been the safe haven when the storm came. Passage of time, it invites us to reflect Oh yeah, how have we lived our lives? God has been our dwelling place in the midst of everything that we've been through. And then to recall just a week ago our great celebration of the birth of a Savior into our world, God coming in the flesh to dwell with us. God, our dwelling place, and we now, through Jesus Christ, live in Him. So as you reflect on what 2021 has been like, and perhaps we worry a little bit that 2022 might be the same, something like it, in the midst of that, remember, reflect, God is our dwelling place. Not only that, but He can teach us to make our days count. The issue isn't whether we're having a good time yet. That's not the primary question of our lives. No, the main question of our lives, the foundation of our lives, is whether we're aware of our relationship with God throughout our life, no matter what happens. Whether we know our limits. The issue is whether we're wise enough to realize that our happiness is not the definition of our lives. Not whether we're comfortable. That's not the definition of our lives. The definition of our lives is our relationship with God and how it actually shapes the success of our lives. What's your relationship been like over this past year? See, we can't control time, but our trust in the goodness and faithfulness of God allows us to nevertheless live confidently, no matter what happens. And so the psalm invites us to reflect on that by contrasting the everlasting God with the briefness of our lives, the stability of God compared to our frailty, the righteousness of God against our sin-sick souls. We live in God. We live through Jesus Christ. God is our dwelling place. What's it been like for you? I want you to take a few moments as we watch this next video. It's a review of our ministry year, and I think you'll be struck by all the things that we've done, nevertheless, no matter what we think of the year 2021. Take a look at this video, and then while you're watching, reflect on what's it been like for you? What's your relationship with God been like throughout the year? Where have you been challenged? Where could it grow? Where could you have grabbed a hold of it more firmly? Take a moment. Reflect on this. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, New Life Church. Welcome to a shiny, sparkly new year that is not 2020.
Isn't that cool? It's amazing when you reflect over the year. And I mean, my first impression was, we actually did stuff throughout the year. It was amazing. You know what? When, as I reflected on my own faith life, one of the things that challenged me was where do I place my hope? And I've caught myself thinking, yeah, it's been easy for me to place my hope in, I hope this year I can just have a great vacation or just enjoy. And then I'm challenged to say, what do I really put my hope in? My hope is Jesus. And I've got to constantly challenge myself to think in terms of, what am I looking ahead for? Who am I following? So as to bring excitement into my life. That's the challenge. Who are you following? What are you learning about life? It's about that kind of reflection that the psalmist invites us and reminds us, Lord, you've been our dwelling place. Teach us to count our days. But then the psalm doesn't just end there. It doesn't just leave us with that and go, yeah, so good luck with that. No, the psalm also then invites us into a sense of renewal. There's that sense of renewal because an examined life doesn't just leave you thinking of your deficiencies. An examined life invites you into renewal, to say, but let's carry on, especially when you're dwelling in God. In a Calvin and Hobbes cartoon, the pair are walking in the snow, Calvin and his stuffed tiger, Hobbes. And Hobbes says, Calvin, did you make any resolutions for the new year? And then Calvin gets all unwound, and he says, no, I'm fine just the way I am. Why should I change? In fact, I think it's high time the world started to change for me. I don't see why I should do all the changing around here. If the new year requires resolutions, I say it's up to everyone else, not me. I don't need to improve. Everyone else does. Then he takes a deep breath. He says, how about you? Did you make any resolutions? Hobbes has this flabbergasted look on his face and says, well, I had resolved to be less offended by human nature, but I think I blew it already. The unevaluated life can go on a long time pretending that everything is okay. Person that never reflects, never makes any commitments, might still have a happy and amused life, but it's going to remain superficial, on the surface. Nothing will matter without meaning. It'll be without purpose. It'll have no depth. Psalm 90 refuses to concede to that kind of life, even if it means digging into some of the uncomfortable pieces of our lives. Because an unevaluated life is too vain, it's too empty. Even somebody like Woody Allen recognized that. Someone asked me if my dream was to live on in the hearts of people. I said, I'd prefer to live on in my apartment. You drop dead one day and it means less than nothing if billions of people are singing your praises every day, all day long. It's true. You can make people think well of you, but what does it mean? There's no depth to it. Reflection can be challenging, even daunting perhaps, but that doesn't mean that we have nowhere to go. And so the psalmist invites us into renewal. Listen. That last section concludes with, teach us to number our days. And then it says, relent, Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy, be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us for as many years as we have seen trouble. That's that passage of time. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Make us glad. Sense of renewal. Make us glad for as many days as you've afflicted us. See how the psalmist is willing to recognize the harshness of life and at the same time has this sense of anticipation because God is our dwelling place. And so that same God makes us glad. Our life, yes, it can be an affliction, and our years are but trouble unless God makes us glad. Being spiritually refreshed so that in the midst of another year of, well, pain, maybe pleasure, we remain rooted in the goodness of our God. That kind of growth, that kind of renewal comes to those who upon reflection recognize where they have been, where they want to be. Reflection brings renewal. Renewal comes to those who know who they are or who know who they ought to be. Or rather, renewal comes, more importantly, to those who know whose they are, who they belong to. Knowing that you belong to Jesus makes you ready and willing to make the changes, to make the adaptations, to confront the difficulties, and to say, make us glad, God, because we dwell in you. Renewal comes when we can make that the theme of our lives. Make us glad, God. And then we can grow beyond the simple pleas for God to make our life merely happy. Oh God, please make it go well so that I can just enjoy. But beyond that, we can pray for God our Master to establish the work of our hands, to contribute to His kingdom, to the way He wants things to be, so that no matter what the circumstances and situations of our lives, we seek renewal in the sense of making God, or helping, leading us into that sense of willingness to change, to adapt, so that we're following God. Sometimes faith is for us but a decoration in our lives. Merely an option. We just add it on. Just like in a car, right? You say, well, I want this option. Oh, yeah, I'll take that option. And then in our lives too, yeah, I'll take faith as an option. And then at first it looks all shiny and new and fancy and stuff. And then it just is there. And perhaps we don't even pay attention to it. Psalm is calling us not only to reflection, but also to a sense of renewal, to call out to God to say, not only make us glad, but establish the work of our hands. It's not up to us to establish the work of our hands. Man, we can be busy as ever. But if it doesn't follow the will of God, if it doesn't bring glory to God's kingdom, it means nothing. Instead, we need to recognize that faith is a living aspect of our lives. Something that needs to be nurtured, it needs to be pruned, it needs to be exercised, it needs to be stretched in order to remain alive. That's the wisdom of faith. The wisdom of faith asks the question in every time and in every place, what is important here? For the sake of God's kingdom, for the sake of God's rule, for the sake of God's mission and purpose in this world. In the midst of a changing world, a wise person of faith asks, how do I live my life How do I live my faith today? And maybe it's going to look different than yesterday. There's going to be that constant challenge. In 2022, there are going to be circumstances and situations in our life that we go, what now? How do I live my faith in this context? And then we look to God. We say, God, establish the work of our hands. And maybe it'll be weak work. Maybe it'll be work filled with mistakes. Maybe it'll be work that looks unaccomplished. But when our dwelling place is in God, and we seek the renewal from Christ, and pray, God, establish the work of our hands, then we can be assured that God's kingdom is being established, that God's kingdom is coming, that His glory shines through us. That is renewal. Yes, the perspective of time, whether we're looking back or ahead, is indeed that throughout the passage of time, time itself is a gift from God. He for whom time is infinite, that same God who rules over time, rules over your life, over my life, and He alone makes us glad. He alone establishes our work. So let's commit to living in that faith for whatever lies ahead. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you that on this first Sunday of the year, with all of the anticipation of a new year and all of the anxiousness of a new year, God, thank you that we can go to you and place our lives in your hands. And in doing so, God, we pray that you will give us the confidence to live courageously and boldly for you. And God, for each one of us and for all of us together, give us a sense of renewal, not just so that things will go great for us, but give us a sense of renewal so that in every circumstance of our lives and every situation of our life together, that we're constantly living for you. And whether that means a challenge in our faith, whether that means, God, that we need to dig deep to love and to hope and to obey and to believe, God, may your Spirit dwell in us to equip us, to strengthen us, to nurture us, to live in that faith. God, you are our dwelling place. Make us glad for as many days as you give us. May we recognize time as a gift that you've given to us. May we treasure it. May we use it in wise fashion. And may it all be to your honor, to your glory. May your kingdom come through the way that we live our lives. And may we proclaim your kingdom and let your kingdom shine in the way that we love one another, in the way that we serve one another, in the way that we point our lives to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand? You.
go in the strength of God into this new year, into 2022. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, may he equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. You're dismissed.